Coffee mal avant?
Dr. Megan Coffee is an infectious disease specialist from California. She has spent the past 2 months volunteering at Port-au-Prince General Hospital. She's concerned about the likely spread of an infectious disease in Haiti.
It could also be primary TB.
She said the medical needs of the population have changed since the January earthquake. She told us doctors rarely see the cuts, crushed limbs, and broken bones that were common early on.
These tents used to be all orthopedic injuries, all people who had been injured during the earthquake. Now some of them are post-op patients, post-surgical patients. Some are still patients remaining from the earthquake.
With the rainy season beginning and much of the population in closely confined spaces in tent cities, health workers are on the lookout for infectious and waterborne diseases.
Yeah, they say probable typhoid, and recheck her malaria if you can. The problems with typhoid and malaria are going to grow with tent cities, with people who don't have necessarily the best sanitation and have sitting water, which is the cause of both those diseases.
Okay, ça va?
No.
Okay.
Tuberculosis, a highly contagious respiratory disease, is another concern. Of the 300 patients who come to the hospital each day, about 4 have tuberculosis. Stanley is one of them.
And he came in with tuberculosis that had filled up his entire left lung, and it also started to fill up his heart. And he came in quite ill, basically unable to breathe, and he needed to have a tube put into his lung in order to drain the fluid.
Dr. Coffee says in Haiti, patients often wait until a condition reaches a crisis stage before seeking treatment, and that makes recovery more difficult.
It's just really important for people like him to be able to be treated, because otherwise, if they were to go home without full treatment, they'd be quite infectious to all of their neighbors.
Hey, ça va?
Stanley has been in the hospital for 2 months. Half that time was spent with tubes in his chest. Dr. Coffee says there is no way of telling if malaria, typhoid, and tuberculosis are on the upswing since the earthquake. But with the rainy season looming, they could spread quickly. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Port-au-Prince.